We're joined now by Daniel Sommer. He's a professor of agriculture and resource economics at the University of California, Davis, where he is director of the Agricultural Issues Center. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
The reason we asked you on is because when China announced the tariffs, it was levying in retaliation to what the United States issued Friday. They targeted a lot of things in the ag sector, pork and soybeans, chief among them. And the question we were left with is, California has a pretty robust agricultural economy. How much of a hit are we going to take if this escalates? What's your take?
Yeah, well, it doesn't need to escalate to take a hit. And that's a part of the point, I think, that your previous guest was making. That is, you have the direct hits of what's happening now. You also have the threat of future things happening. And as you know, business, including agriculture, operates on expectations. I would say the biggest thing that listeners should keep in mind is that as much as we focus on the announcement of the day, that is to say, just recently, the announcement of U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods and the Chinese long-planned retaliation. This was actually, those lists were put together months ago, and businesses have been planning for that, hoping it wouldn't happen, but planning for it. As long ago as about a year ago, Mexican dairy importers, for example, which buy a lot of those firms buy a lot of dry milk powder from California. As soon as the NAFTA talk started escalating, they naturally started being concerned that they weren't going to have the low-cost access to California dairy products, and began contacting potential sellers in New Zealand to see whether they could make arrangements. Chinese feed users, the people that feed soybeans to livestock, poultry, for example, in China, were planning a long time ago for the potential of a massive cut in Chinese access to U.S. soybeans, which means they were contacting their counterparts, their suppliers in Brazil, saying, can you guys ramp up supplies for us? The last thing you want when you're in business is to have your customer calling your competitors saying, what do you have for us now? That, you know, just like a radio program doesn't want your listeners surfing, seeing what the other stations have, just in case you guys won't be doing anything that's available to them. That's the nature of agriculture. Now, specifically, China targeted tree nuts, which is us. This is almonds, pistachios, walnuts. They also targeted wine and dairy products. I mentioned dairy products to Mexico, but we ship dry milk powder, whey powder, things like that, even cheese, to China. So all of those businesses are concerned. The agricultural, unlike the rest of the economy, the agricultural economy has been struggling of late. We came off booming prices in 2014. Booming prices in agriculture encourage more production, which means prices are going to fall, and prices have been low for the last few years, especially for dairy products and the grains. And that means lots of people in agriculture, the farms, have been struggling to find profits. This is that much more of a challenge for them, especially if it escalates.
I guess I got to ask the devil's advocate question here. For those of us in California who don't directly work in those industries, how much of a problem is this? Almonds, tree nuts, were an enormous source of water consumption during the drought that just ramped up, and it seemed like an incredibly stupid policy to be exporting California's water in the shape of nuts to China.
That's a whole new topic, and we can talk about it if you'd like, but it wouldn't be in the context of a trade war. The answer is everything in agriculture uses lots of water. Plants use lots of water. That's a fact. And whether it were almonds or, for that matter, cheese or wine, anything you grow is going to use water. That's just a fact. So we will, if we export agriculture, we will export water. That's true whether it's rainfall in the Midwest or water that comes from reservoirs in California. The only way to reduce water use in agriculture, real water use in agriculture, is to not grow things. in particular plants. For cattle, we import lots of the grain from the Midwest. And so, in fact, we can feed cattle here with Midwest corn and soybeans and not affect. And in fact, to bring it back to the trade war and to California consumers, a blockage of soybean exports from the United States to China will mean our soybeans are going to go somewhere else. The crop's already planted. It's going to be harvested. It's going to be sold at lower prices. What does that mean? That means people that eat livestock products in the United States may well see slightly lower prices. That also happens if the Chinese discourage pork imports. Pork will be a little bit cheaper for consumers. The complication on trade is that there are winners and losers. I mean, as soon as you think about it for 30 seconds, that's obvious. If a soybean farmer can't sell to somebody else, they'll have to cut their prices slightly to get that product sold. California dairy farmers will come out ahead a little bit from that, not much, but a little, and that will in fact work through the wholesale price of cheese and down to the point where some dairy consumers in the U.S. will gain a little bit. Now, we know, and your last caller made it very clear, the economy as a whole loses, not just in China, but in the United States. China, and that's sort of the nature of the way things work. We haven't talked yet about what it means directly for consumers in the U.S., and the U.S. didn't target that. Now, I'm not talking about the Chinese retaliatory tariffs, but the economy is also hurt by blocking imports. So our direct tariffs on imports, let's say steel and aluminum, cause negative effects for producers and therefore consumers. So I gave an example where California consumers could come out ahead a little bit. We don't produce soybeans here, but we use a lot of soybeans. I was on a radio program in L.A. With John Aguirre, head of the California Wine Grape Growers, and he pointed out quite cogently, I thought, a real example. One of the grape growers, wine grape growers in California, he'd been talking to that morning, said he was expanding his vineyards. This is just a guy, not a major corporation, just a guy. He had budgeted to spend $60,000 on steel posts to expand his vineyards. The bill was going to be $110,000 because of the tariffs on steel. Well, that works its way into the price of wine 5 years later. Will anybody be able to say, gee, that extra few cents on that bottle of wine is because of the Chinese steel tariffs? No, that's too complicated. But it's there, and it's there woven into everything we consume, including California wine in that case.
Yeah, it also, I guess the point I was trying to get at is isn't nothing, there an argument that having California's agricultural economy hooked up to massive and unbridled demand in China might have some negative effects here in California, like the almond growers who are draining their aquifers, the winemakers who are scraping all the oak trees off their hilltops to grow new wine grapes for export.
Or for that matter, hiring people to work in vineyards that might otherwise be working in your backyard, clipping the hedge. So it's certainly true any resource used in agriculture makes that resource less available to other people, whether it's workers or water or steel for that matter. So it's true that consumers and, in this case, producers compete with each other for resources. So if it's the case that here in California we value hillsides with oak trees, and we do, we put severe regulations on expanding vineyards into hillsides, which we've done. With respect to groundwater, as you know, I hope you know, we've passed some laws about regulating groundwater. We could debate those groundwater regulations, but more particularly, I think what you're saying is water should be more expensive so that people would use it more carefully. Now, that's a different topic than whether the wine gets sold in California or Ohio. So we could say, gee, we shouldn't grow crops in California to ship outside of California, because every crop, whether it's a lettuce or alfalfa or almonds, uses lots of water. And that's a debate worth having, but I think you need to frame it in that way, and it doesn't have anything to do with international trade.
All right.
It has to do with growing crops.
Daniel Sommer, we'll leave it right there because we're out of time. Thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Yep, you bet. Bye-bye.
Daniel Sommer is a professor of agriculture and resource economics at UC Davis, where he directs the Agricultural Issues Center there.